When did you go to France?
When?
Yes.
The late in 1916.
For the remainder of the war?
Oh, yeah.
You had a charmed life.
Charmed, yes. I was very fortunate. I had one or two near goes. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'd burn off my feet once, and they put me in a hole inside the trench. I thought I was finished. But I gradually felt the juice coming back in my body. Mm-hmm. And so I got up and said I'd carry on then. The old officer said, oh, you stop there for a bit. This was up in the wood. And we were in a German dugout that was he's captured. So the entrances were facing his lines. We got all their ammunition along this little, what they call the advanced sap. And he sent a shell over and said, all these showers going. And it was phosphorus showers because we were going to put up a barrage for the infantry to go over. And of course, these showers were rolling down the dugout steps. And so the dugout was on fire. Fortunately, it got two entrances. So I ran up the other entrance and I put my foot on the one got a gun there and jumped up over the top. And I ran across the top between the shallows and barbed wire, two or three others, and I gradually saw somebody's head going along like this, so I made for that, and that was another trench there. So I slid down into this trench, and while we were waiting there, trenches were going like this, you know. And there was a deep dugout we were going to go down there, and a man came up and said, soldier come up and said, well, you can't go down there. He said, the lieutenant colonel's down there, so he wouldn't let us go down there, so we had to stop up in the trench. Well, it was swaying back and forwards. And then eventually the old lieutenant colonel came up with a rum jar and an old mug, give us a good dose of rum each. So he said, well, I want you to go back. Fire what ammunition you've got left, otherwise my men will be cut to pieces. So of course we pulled back as best we could on our hands and knees to get to the shower for their guns and fired at what remainder we got. Well, we both had a corporal killed there, and one of the officers that was on the dugout steps, we got a very nervous corporal, and he was all shaking, and the sole officer said, get up those steps, corporal. I can't remember his name now, but it was Lieutenant Terry that ordered him up there. And when he got up to the top there, he got wounded. And this officer, he got killed straight away. But he must have been blown to pieces. We couldn't find anything to bury of him. It was Lieutenant Terry. And anyhow, he